It's been okay. You know, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. You know, kind of got a, you know, a good spring of OTAs in with Brandon, and, you know, now he's out a little bit, so working Shally in there. But, you know, feel really comfortable with Brandon, and when he gets back, we'll kind of pick up where we left off. But I think it's good. You know, it's kind of been a little bit of a mix and match here and there, and it's given those guys opportunities and a chance of competition and a chance to play. So I think this preseason we're going to get to see some guys, you know, really battling for jobs.
Thoughts on the scrum?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's part of football. You know, guys get angry after, you know, going against each other for 2 weeks. So I think it'll be good to go play a different team and go against somebody else.
What's your goal for
You know, I think to have smooth operation, you know, get in and out of the huddle, good communication, no pre-snap errors. You know, everybody's lining up right. If we shift in motion and do some stuff like that, that's all sharp and good decision-making.
Blake, does starting fast necessarily mean you got to get points in that first drive, or you just want to get something going? You know what I mean?
You know, it's hard to, I think, really define. You know, you want to get in the groove and get moving. You know, it'd be nice to not have to deal with really a third down on the first drive. If you go, you know, first and second down the field, that'd be sweet. But I think more so it's you know, it's not a good feeling. You go out there for the first possession, everybody's kind of amped up and ready to go, and you go three and out. You know, and then you go and you repeat that, and you go three and out again. And that's what we're trying to eliminate is, you know, how do we become consistent and moving the chains and being more efficient on third down and staying on the field?
Do you feel like you guys made progress in that area, or is it really hard to tell until you get into
game? Yeah, it's hard to try and simulate that, but, you know, we kind of take it as each period and each practice is a new start to the game. You know, so we want to be able to go out and whether the ones are getting three, four, or five plays in that period, we want to start fast and treat that as our first series of possession in the game.
What have you learned about Chris Ivory?
That he's a workhorse. He likes to, he doesn't say a whole lot. He's picked up the offense pretty quickly. He's good in protection. He's good out of the backfield. And he wants the ball in his hands and he wants to go. So I think, him and TJ are going to be awesome together.
How's he been as a receiver?
Good. He's been awesome. You look at him and he's not the type of guy that you might think would be, you know, good out of the backfield and running routes, but he does a good job. He's got good hands, kind of understands defenses, you know, if he's getting choice routes and stuff like that on where to go. But I've been really impressed, and I think, he's going to be a huge add and help to the team.
Is there a big difference in the run game last year compared to now?
I think it's a lot better. I think, you know, we're more confident with it. The guys are more confident with it. I think we kind of, are starting to find an identity in who we are as a run game, as a running team, and kind of figuring it out.
Blake, the lining up stuff you were talking about for trying to do that stuff correctly on Thursday, should you guys be to the point where you can do that?
Yeah, you would hope so. For the most part, everybody that will be playing or starting has been out there and been in the system before. You would expect, everybody to be sharp, you know, good tempo in and out of the huddle, lining up good, you know, motion shifts, all that kind of, everything pre-snap should look good.